by remaining aware of what you've become aware of, by activating it in your actual thoughts, feelings, decisions. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, but that isn't the rest of your life, that isn't the next 10 years even, that's a period of adjusting to what you now know that you didn't know before. That's weeks, months, not years, decades. And once that's accomplished, once you're more settled in it, grounded in it, yes, for the rest of your life, it's kind of taken care of. Because you've already paid the price of not turning away from it. Because you've already adopted the attitude of, I see this as so, and I'm absolutely going to allow it to make a difference. I'm not going to shrink away from it. You've already done the right choice when it comes to this. You've already made the right decision when it comes to this, seeing this issue. The hard part has already happened.
Then why am I scared?
Because you're a human being, and you know, on some level, in some form, that if you really allow this to be what it really is, it will change everything. You'll decide things a year from now, 5 years from now, a lifetime ago from now, that you would have done completely differently before. It will not be the same life, it will not be the same you. That's, how's that not scary? The unknown is always scary. But I want you to see that you've already navigated the hardest part. I want you to see that most of the human beings on the planet Earth never get to this point. Go from cradle to grave, never having seen their responsibility really in their own life circumstances. You've already navigated the hardest part. Sound right?
If you say so, I mean.
Sound right? Yeah, I'm saying so, but does it sound right?
It feels, I mean, I feel the truth in that, you know, but I also sense the fear.
Good. Then you're still in a good shape. So you've got the idea that the fear shouldn't be there. You've got, and that's what it is, an idea. You've got the idea that if this is the case, it seems to be, I feel the truth in it, but then why is the fear there? The fear is to be expected. The fear is not some kind of misunderstood proof that something isn't the way it's supposed to be. The fear is absolutely natural. The fear is absolutely predictable.
I think last week when you were talking about spiritualizing something and not feeling it, and then, you know, I've been trying to feel whatever, like, I've been very angry lately. I've been trying to feel that, and then, is that the same thing that I should do with, like, fear? Is just feel it and let it kind of jump into it? Or is it just going to be there?
Well, the simplest approach is to simply never be surprised when fear arrives and to not do anything drastic about it. Because all of this happened in the middle of fear being part of it, it's natural, and it still happened. You still accepted it, you still had the insight you had, you still saw what you needed to see, and the fear didn't stop you, the fear didn't screw up anything. But if you're going to get rid of anything, if you're going to change anything, get rid of the idea that the fear is somehow a marker that says something is not the way it's supposed to be, or something isn't right, or I'm not understanding it right. The fear is just the fear. It's just the feeling state that gets generated in this case. And almost anything new, good or bad, generates some level of fear, even if it's minimal.